Blog Talk Radio.
Cloudy skies and rain clouds have come to stay. Windy nights and sad sights won't go away.
La, 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 la.
But I wanna be without a care. Unicorns and butterflies everywhere.
I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to She's On Radio. I know I'm a little crazy right now because I just had the best weekend of my life. All I'm going to say is She Pride 2014 will definitely be remembered in a lot of people's mind this year. And one of the people that was at She Pride 2014, I have the honor and privilege of introducing you all to her. If you did not get to hear her, you know what I'm saying? But before I go that, I'll let you know who I am. My name is KC. You can follow me anywhere, Instagram, Facebook, all that, at KC, Team She's On. And look, tonight we're going to have a marvelous show. I'm going to stop talking because this show is not about me. All right? So, ladies, I want you to be introduced to the hottest MC out there, female-wise, in my book. And you know I only got three favorite ones, but she one of my favorite ones, all right? And I want to introduce her. I'm not going to introduce you, man, because you're at home now on the couch. Excuse that roach over there. So who am I on the line with?
You are on the line with Lil Sleepy 202.
Uh-oh.
That is awesome.
What's up, man?
What is up? What's up, nigga?
Ain't nothing. You already know. It's time to get in, man. Time to get in.
Niggas had a ball this weekend with you, man.
Man, did you get some sleep?
I got home yesterday and crashed for about 11 hours, my nigga. No bullshit.
Man, I think I did like 12 or 13. I was so tired. You know what I'm saying? But that let you know we had a good time, you know?
Yeah.
Definitely. I definitely want to hit you up with a couple questions, right?
Right.
I want to know, where did you get the name Little Sleepy? Where did Little Sleepy come from?
All right, well, honestly, back in the day, you know, in D.C., all of us used to gather up at Union Station. And I used to hang around this girl named Danielle, this girl named Cisco, my sister Kiwi and all that. And this girl named Cisco, we used to smoke. She'd be like, man, you be looking like that little thing droopy when you be smoking. You be looking like Sleepy, that little dwarf Sleepy. You know what I'm going to call you, Sleepy? And then I'm short, you know, so, and all the niggas be calling me Lil Sleepy. I put the 202 on there to differentiate it from everybody else. It's a rack of Sleepy, and I'm from D.C., so I want my shit to sound like a screen name. So when you say it, it's great. Lil Sleepy 202.
Okay. Yes, you are indeed a midget, dog. We midget together.
Yeah, I'm 5'3".
Swear, it felt like I was hugging my son or something. Ain't man. Hey, come here, girl. But Sleepy, how did music come into your life, like, you know?
I mean, music has always been a part of my life. My grandmother made all those songs, how to play the piano, you know, if I gave it up, all of my kids, I got like second place. I was so solos in the United States, eighth grade. I went to the Bean School of Music, actually. I played class and drums. And then my aunt had this boyfriend named Keith, and he had this little mixtape that he used to play, and I had this little song, Back Up Off Me, I Ain't No Saucy. And I just used to rap over it and make raps and let him hear it. And I was like 8 then. And then I actually started recording when I was 10. My brother was real geeky with it, like technical shit. He recorded me. He started making beats, and I started recording on his beats. And that's when I was like 10. And then I got in a real studio when I was 12. And it's been like this ever since.
Okay, okay. Who inspired you to do music?
Missy Elliott. That's my bitch. I love Missy Elliott. She was everything that I wanted to be in an artist. An actor, a singer, a rapper, a dancer. She was definitely the shit.
Okay, okay. Since Missy Elliott is your favorite, what is, okay, other than her acting and music, what was the key factor? The key factor about Missy Elliott to say, man, this is what I want to do.
Because she can still give you that masculine flavor with the feminine flavor at the same time, and then splatter big ass across that stage over hee-hee-hee-ha.
I know that's right.
Shorty was tight as
shit. I can picture you doing that.
Everybody love Missy, man.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. She's definitely a good one. Shout out to Missy VA, baby.
Yeah, that's my
favorite. Definitely, man. I want to know, as a child, who, other than Missy, as a child, what was one of your favorite songs? Like, what was that one song to say, man, I could do that? All right. I do have a question for you before I get back to my interview questions. The question is coming from Marina off Facebook. And don't kill me if I say the last name right. Marina Ignacio. Please tell me that's right. Please don't kill me. She said, ask Sleepy if anything else is little and sleepy, or will she knock her woman out to sleep? Okay.
Repeat that question one more time.
I'll try it. Hold on, okay. I had to read these questions off the shade. She said, ask Sleepy if anything else is little and sleepy, or will she knock her woman out to sleep? Wow.
Oh, I will. I hope I answer for that is, you need to go listen to Beyonce's song, Signs. I'm a Taurus. You listen to what she say about a Taurus. That bitch say, he was freaky like a Taurus. Girl, listen to that. Ain't nothing little and sleepy about me, baby. I'm sure I be high shit.
Uh-oh. I think got her pants wet a little bit. Got her pants wet a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And then she had other questions. Ladies, y'all can't inbox me on Facebook. I will repeat these questions for you because I know some of y'all scared to talk to Sleepy. And it's okay. I met her. She's a cool person, so you don't have to be scared to talk to her. Y'all can definitely press that number one right now to talk to her.
Oh, yeah, y'all can talk to me. Don't be shy, y'all. I want to talk to y'all. Don't be shy. But yeah,
there we go. Look at all the ones being pushed, baby. Look, that's what I'm talking about. Now we got some. You know what I'm saying? She wants to know, what was some of your favorite TV shows?
Some of my favorite TV shows, I used to watch Full House like a motherfucker, Family Matters. I used to watch a whole rack of Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon. Oh, yeah. Like Doug and fucking all that. Fucking, what else I used to watch a lot of? I don't know. Did y'all, you remember
Zoobly
Zoo?
You said
who? Don't remember Zoobly Zoo? Zoobly Zoo was the shit, man. That was like a different, Sesame Street or whatever. That was my shit. And Eureka's Castle. I know I'm showing my age on this motherfucker, but.
Hey, you, look, I've never seen that before. Like, you telling me something new.
I mean, that's my shit, though.
I'm about to Google that.
Yeah, Google that shit. That's my motherfucker. Eureka Castle is the shit.
Let's see. My next question for you, Sleepy, will be if you had to, let's say, describe your music, your work to a crowd that have never seen you before, ever seen you on Instagram or in a live show before, like, how would you describe your music to them?
I would, you know, try to pull them in. I should. Sounds different, but it's what you want to hear. You know, it's nothing
right.
that you don't want to hear, but it's definitely unique. I feel like my voice, the voice that I've created, you know, to put on the track, differentiates myself from a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like you build a character, and I built a character for people to be entertained by. So, you want some good entertainment? Good music? Listen to
it. And she is not telling a lie. I seen it. and definitely, who is Sleepy outside of this hip hop, man? We want to know, who are you? Like, tell us a little bit about you. I hope to see you, man.
That's really not much to me. You know, I'm
saying,
like, I'm a computer geek. I like to smoke a lot of weed. I know people think a lot of weed is a lot of weed in their eyes, a lot, so that consumes a lot of my time. I like to go bowling and shit like that. I just like to chill with a particular group of friends. I'm exclusive, I like to say, so I don't chill with a lot of people. I'm very nice, though. I don't really do anything much outside of music. Music is my life, like, I shit. Eat, sleep, and breathe. So I like smoke and do music. Even when I'm not doing music, I'm singing a dumb song about something or, you know, doing something that has to do with music. Like, I love music. If I'm watching TV, I'm still sitting at my phone promoting. Like, I can't help it. That's the life of Sleepy. But it's not, I'm a simple person. It's not really me. I don't really talk to people, you know, like, love, interest-wise, you know, so I don't have a girlfriend, but my girlfriend is music, you know, I love her, that's my bitch.
No, that's right, man. No, that's right. What is your favorite color, Sleepy?
Green.
I knew it. I knew you were going to say that.
Favorite color.
Green is your favorite color, man.
Yes, it most definitely is. Always has been.
Okay. Where exactly are you from? Like, tell us a little bit about your background. You know, where you from, your age. You know, we want to know everything. And I know the ladies want to know that.
Hey, well, I was born in the Anacostia area, Southeast. I'm 28. I went to Orr Elementary. I'm pretty smart. I went to Temple Magnet. What else about? I mean, I went to school uptown when we were there. I didn't go to school myself. Except to Orr. I went to Orr Elementary. I moved out to Maryland when I was a teenager. And I started living in PG County. someone to cross and shit like that. That was a troubled teen. I don't want to say too much about, you know, my life. I was a bad girl. But I've been getting my life together as an adult. So
that's what it is. It don't matter what you did in your past, man. Your past is just a blur, you know. You always got time to make it right in the future, so it don't even matter about that, man. I say you doing your thing. I done told you about 6 times. We done had a discussion, you know. I feel like you one of those ones that need to be out there. I want to see you on TV. I want to see you. When I turn my remote or and I turn to 106 and Park, I want to see Sleepy on that thing doing a thing. You know, I feel like you are one of those ones that need to get out there. Like, people need to share your stuff and get you on these TV shows, man, because that's where you got
people
real
need
music.
To know. People need to know it takes them. You know what I'm saying? Even one person. It don't matter if you think you got 2 followers. It takes you to keep putting that shit out there. I can't do it by myself. I don't have all the shit that y'all saying, the followers and shit that I have, I did all that shit myself. I don't pay for it. I don't have a promo team out here. I don't have none of that shit. It's just me. And I'm doing all this shit myself. So it takes, you know, fans and word of mouth. If it's nothing but you, download my shit and plant it in your car for your fans and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the best promotion that it is. You don't even have to promote it on websites and shit. Do that shit, like, talk about me and shit. See, man, you heard this? Man, let me let you hear this shit. Like, yeah, like, spread the fucking word. I need that. My bad, we in here getting it in.
Man. So, this is what I want to do, Sleepy. I want everybody to get a little whiff of your music, man. I'm about to play I'm In Love With It, right? So we're going to play that, and then we're going to come back, and I want to know a little bit about it. So ladies, right now, I'm about to play I'm In Love With It by Love Sleepy, but this is what I want you to do. I want y'all to start pressing those ones. If you are online, dial 646-716-6977. It's your time. Ask Sleepy anything, baby. Don't be scared to talk to her. She ain't scared to talk to you. So come on, press that number one. Let's go.
right. That's, oh, my goodness. I like that. I like the flow of it, man. That thing was kind of hot.
Thank you.
Exactly. I think we all can vouch for us loving the pussy, Lord. Yes, I was like, yes, I love the pussy. Shit.
Yeah.
Man, what made you right there? I think I know why. What inspired that music? What inspired that song?
First, I want to say I touched on two subjects in the song. But when I made that song at 7 o'clock in the morning. Like, I woke up with someone, and I got some good cookie, and I cut my computer on, and I hit play, and the chorus actually freestyled. I just hit play. I mean, here it goes. Like, I'm in love with Jessica. That's exactly how it went. But when I rapped in the verse, I touched on two subjects. Because I'm in love with the pussy. Number one, I was talking about the girl and the pussy girl. I gave her the name. You know how you got to get so much, you got to call her something. I also touched on, like, you know, niggas that be trying to holler at, you know, dykes or whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's like, nigga, I'm in love with the pussy. Like, what is you, gay or not? Like, and,
no,
like,
that's right.
Like, if you listen to the lyrics, you know, I touch on both subjects, so.
Okay. I'm digging it. We're gonna let the callers talk to you for a second down, then we're gonna come back and play another song of yours. Ladies, if you wanna talk to Lil Sleepy, do not be scared to talk to her. Press that number one. If you are online, don't be scared to call at 646-716-6977. Again, press that number one. Let's talk. Area code 434-825. Talk to Sleepy, baby.
Hi, Sleepy. How are you?
Hey, I'm well. How are you, madam?
Good. Okay, my question is, well, I'm Key, by the way. My question is, where is your go-to place to write your lyrics?
My go-to place to write my lyrics, you mean, like, physically? I go and sit on the toilet and shit. Gag. I'm gonna keep that shit 100% with you guys. I write my lyrics, but most of the shit that you guys are hearing now is like freestyle, and then like I'll cut the freestyle off and I'll write a little bit, and then I'll go back in it, and then I'll freestyle it too. So it's like in and out freestyle written. Like, so it's like created right there. But like if I'm just writing a song or something, I go sit on a toilet, shit that shit out.
That's the stuff. You sold me because, like, number one, I love music. Like, I like any type of music. And, like, one day I was going through Instagram. I had just saw your Instagram and, like, the news fed part. I was like, let me see. And then you was from Virginia, and I'm from Virginia. So I was like, okay. And I like rap. So I was like, I like her page. But I just had to call and ask a question to say hi.
Oh, that's what's up, man. I appreciate the love. I really do. It flatters me.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
You as well. You're fucking awesome, man. Thanks.
All right. Ladies, don't be scared. Press that number 1-646-716-6977. Press the number one, ask Sleepy anything. Ask her what color drawers she got on. Don't be scared to talk to her. Okay? Okay, ask her, what's the number one question that she's on? Ask her, do she like chicken, honey, okay? Sure, don't be scared to talk to her. Don't get like that.
I like chicken.
I know, right? Tell her again, you like chicken?
Yeah, I like chicken. I like chicken.
The chicken? Well, that right, man. We got your caller right here. Are you code 240-305. Talk to Sleepy, David.
So, let me see. I have two questions, actually. Let's see.
You from D.C.
Who am I? What's my name? I'm going to let you figure it out.
Oh, why? I don't know.
I'm you from D.C.?
Yeah, I'm from D.C. I've lived in Maryland, but I'm from D.C.
Where in D.C. you used to hang at, like, when you were younger?
When I was younger, I've lived in different places. I used to live around the Valley with my ex. My grandma lived around 23rd in Minnesota. I lived around, like, Pennsylvania and Branch Avenue, like, on the southeast side. I used to live in this neighborhood called Highway Drive.
So, as a lesbian female, like, where did you used to hang at in D.C.?
I used to go to Smiles, and I used to go to Union Station, and we used to go to the skating ring. We used to go to ragged places. It was like, and we used to have, like, a little cold place, honey. Yeah. Shout out to my cold place, bitches. Yes, bitches.
Okay, my next question is, how do you think you as a female, as a woman, as someone that's in the life, how your life transitioned from being on, like, the X2 swinger from the bars to now?
I mean, you know, nothing really changed for real. I'm still the same motherfucker on the X2 swinging from the fucking bars. Like, real fucking life. I'm not no different, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the same person, just people are recognizing me now for what I wasn't being recognized for then, you know?
Yeah, you used to be rapping on the bus.
Yes. Who is this, man? You know me. Who the fuck is this?
I just gave you a clue. I said swinging on the balls on the X2.
On the X2.
You and Shawty.
I don't want to say the wrong name. Just say your name, man.
You better say the right name.
Nah, it's a lot of people that know me. That's the whole thing. Like, you got to realize, you know that, though. You know me, and you know that.
So do you, another question before I tell you who I am. I'm a little disappointed you don't know, but anyway,
who the fuck is it?
You get on my nerves.
Stop fucking with me. Is this my sister?
It's one of them.
Which one is it? Kiwi?
Yeah.
Bitch, you could have been saying who the fuck you was, bitch.
I don't be saying my name all the time.
All right, go ahead. Finish what you were saying. Have me all concerned and shit.
You don't mind. That's why I say swinging from the bars. Didn't we just have this conversation?
I guess so, but bitch, you know I be had. Go ahead.
Who do you name three artists from D.C. that you would like to do a future with? That you could see yourself in the future doing a future with, and
all right, first I'm gonna name artists that I already worked with. You know what I'm saying? Like Bills, that's my bitch. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna always do music with her. You feel me? Y'all need to go check out her shit too. The First Heartbreak. That's on YouTube. Type in The First Heartbreak. Bills, B-Y-L-L-Z. Damn. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like I fuck with that nigga Shaq Glizzy. You know what I'm saying? I like him. He's an artist from D.C. that I would like to work with. Let's see. It's not too many for real. I like Pinky Killer Corn. You know what I'm saying?
She's yeah.
Nice. You know, I fuck with her. That's my bitch. Let me see. You weren't supposed to say yes. You supposed to go Pinky Killer Corn. As soon as I said on that, you were supposed to say, hold up.
Hold up.
There you go.
You already know. Anyway, okay, so the last question is, huh?
Cycle beat. All right, go ahead.
So, what the hell I was about to say? So, if you could give back to the community, what would you do?
And for what
organization?
I would make some type of organization to protect people of, you know, not like black people, white people, kids, or old people, or pregnant people. All people, protect people's rights against these fucking Bama-ass police, man. Real life. People need to be protected from the police nowadays. So I would find my money to something like that. I would definitely put my money towards that. And I feel like that would give back to everybody, because the thing is out here nowadays. Niggas are scared of police. You can't even call police for help no more. They out bothering somebody that ain't got shit to do something like
that. True. That's true. Do you have a label?
I don't, but my brother, you know, my brother, he owns a label, Diesel Body Entertainment. I have that tattooed on me.
No, not that type of label. As a lesbian female, do you have a label? All right, that's what's up. All right, that's it. I'm going to bed.
Good night. Thanks for coming.
Bye.
All right, article 804. Oh, Lord. Article 804, 833. Talk to Sleepy.
You know who it is.
Who is this, man? Everybody think I know who it is.
Huh? Poison.
Hey, what's up, girl?
What up? What it do, boo?
What's up, baby girl?
My car. I'm under the influence.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, ask me questions under the influence, girl.
Let me think of something, because I ain't even thinking what I was going to say. I just called in to be nosy, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah. Shit, I heard you sing.
I ain't about to bust no notes right now.
Dude. I didn't say all that. I just heard that you can sing or whatnot, and I didn't know that. Like, what else do you do? Like, because I know you're an artist, and I absolutely love your fucking music. Like, I've been blasting that shit in my car since you left.
Yeah,
like, I got
that's
niggas asking,
like,
who is that?
Yeah, that's the shit I like to hear right there.
Yeah, I got people asking who is that. I said, shit, you gonna know.
Yeah,
follow, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, so other than rapping, like, what else do you do, like, you know?
I mean, I be recording my own stuff. I guess I can engineer and shit. Dibble and dabble in the beat making and shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing a little thing.
Okay. So you play any instruments or anything?
Yeah, I play the piano and the cello.
Oh. Okay. That's what's up. Yeah, you're multi-talented. That's what I like. All right. I'm geeked up.
All the time, my ace mother been making us frozen drinks all day. We over this jam, fucked up, so don't you be ashamed. No judge.
You understand my struggle. Yeah. I thought that was another question. If me and my team come down there, are we turning up or not?
Man, you already know what it is.
You gotta show. I know you just moved in and everything, but you gotta show us around, you know.
We gonna show each other around. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we
gonna
do.
So this is going to grind all week for this shit. But nigga, we gonna party. But for I know, and when I go up to Baltimore on the 27th, it's Doomsday because it's my 8th birthday. So, and it's fucking KC birthday weekend. So niggas,
yeah.
Niggas ready to get it in.
Yeah, yeah.
September
27th, we smashing that shit in the face.
Yes. C-Zone ENT is going to be in the motherfucking building on the 27th Baltimore. Make sure y'all get y'all tickets, you know.
You heard me?
We smashing that shit in the face. Yeah, when you come, hey, make sure y'all come to Atlanta Pride, turn up with me. I ain't performing, but I'm definitely partying like a motherfucker.
Hey,
we
gonna be there.
We're
going to be
there. All the goose.
You stupid. That goose going to have me lit. It's going to be like a whole retake of the weekend.
Yeah.
It's going to be epic. No, but it was really, really, like, I had a very, very nice time meeting everyone, especially you with your crazy self.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You
said what? I'm glad I got the opportunity to finally meet you, you know. And you're gonna see my ass again. I'm gonna come and bug you, you know.
Yes, please do that.
Yeah, bring that all this ass with me.
Huh?
I said I'm bringing all this ass with me.
Yeah, she did that.
You know,
y'all crazy.
You already know, bruh. But let me get over here because I know you got plenty of people that want to ask you questions and whatnot. I was just coming to be nosy. I didn't know she was going to put me on or whatever.
Well, man, you press number one. You don't put you on.
Man. Well, there's one here. Everybody that's listening, follow me on Instagram, poison_cocaine. And just holler at me, you know. Just holler at me. Y'all got the number, you know. Y'all have a good night.
Merry Christmas.
Y'all have a safe and blessed night. And I'm going to try to make it home safely, too.
Oh, damn. You be careful.
No, I got my designated driver. I'm waiting for to get off work now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, just holler at me and shit, though. All
right,
man. All right, y'all.
All right, code 24893. You talk to a little sleepy.
Oh, wow. This is funny. Hi.
Hey, what's up, Jam?
How do you like Georgia?
Georgia. I mean, I met a good friend.
Is your phone breaking up? I can barely even hear you.
Heard I said Georgia.
It's all right down here. It's hot as shit. I met a good friend, you know what I'm saying? So, you know.
I had a question. And I totally forgot from the last caller. Yeah, so what's the weirdest thing you've done in a relationship?
What you mean weird? I'm a weird person, so it should be normal to me.
That
you
gotta, I know.
You got to point out what weird is.
I don't know. What do you consider weird?
I do.
What's the craziest thing you've done for love? Let's put it like that.
Craziest thing I've done for love?
Yeah.
Oh. Stayed in a fucking relationship that didn't even exist for like 4 years.
Ah. How did that go?
Didn't work out.
I just wanted to say hi. Hi, Smurf.
Hey,
you know who you're talking to?
Yeah, someone
said that. Oh, wow. I just wanted to check out your little talk show.
What's up?
I like it. It's okay. So that's it. That's all I wanted.
Okay, man.
Bye.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Okay, babe.
Bye.
Yeah. All right, before we go to another song, I'm going to let everybody want to start to sleep, make sure you press the number one. If you're online, ladies, press the number one, dial 646-716-6977. Again, 646-716-6977. Area code 510-992. Talk to Lil Sleepy.
Hey, what's up? Hey. Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Hey, this is Miss WetWet223 from Instagram. What's up? What's up with it, though? I just wanted to see if it was real or not, you know? So how long have you been doing music?
I've been doing good. I just dropped a new mixtape, All This Success, called Desirous. You can see what it is on
thatpitch.com. Oh, okay. That's what's up. How old are you?
I'm 28.
You said you're 19?
I'm 28.
Oh, you 28. Oh, you look 19, though. But
I got it.
Yes, I am following you. We're following each other. You know, I listen to your music and your videos. You're good. You're pretty good at what you do. And I wanted to say that. And, yeah, and you keep doing it. Keep doing it and doing it and doing it well. Oh. Excuse me.
Instagram.
Yes, follow me. Check me out. Yes.
I'm gonna check you out, Miss Wet Wet 223.
Yes, long legs too. Slim goody, yes. Yes.
Oh
yes.
I like that.
Oh,
I
yes.
Like that.
Bend over and everything. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yes.
Whoa.
Oh yeah, what's your sign too, by the way? You said what?
I'm a bull.
You a who? A Taurus?
Yeah.
Oh, you an earth sign. That's what's up. I'm first with my earth people because, you know, I'm an earth sign too, Virgo, in the motherfucking house with the Taurus. Hey.
Okay.
Hey. Hey. And that's you're from where?
662.
You said what? 662?
I'm from Washington, D.C., but I live in, Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, gone head, girl. Gone head. My weakness is the South. I ain't got to Washington yet. But, but yeah, I just wanted to say hi.
Where are you calling from?
I am calling from California, Oaktown. Yes, Oakland is on the map. Put that on the map. Cali is in the motherfucking house. They call me Slow Cali because, you know, Cali gets shit slow. So just call me Wet Wet, though, because I stay wet. Never thirsty because I stay wet, yes. And your music is wet, too. Yes. Okay. Okay, so are you single?
I'm thirsty.
Oh, you is single and ready to mingle, right? Right? Oh, nice. Nice, nice, nice. So when is your next album is coming out, your mixtape? When is it coming out, and how can I purchase it? I could barely hear you, too. It sounds like you're a little bit far away.
I said I just dropped it on August the 2nd, and you don't have to purchase it. I give it to you for free.
Oh, yes. Free?
You can,
F-R-E-E?
Yes.
Capitalize? Free?
Yes. You can download it on thatpiff.com. It's called The Virus.
The Virus. Oh, you know, viruses go around real quick. So you try to hypnotize people with your music, huh?
Definitely. Spread me like a virus. It's D-A virus.
Oh, okay. The Virus.
Type it in a little search part, and you can download it.
Oh. Okay, well, I will do that, Miss Sleepy. But you don't sound sleepy, though. But I bet you could bitch in some sleep, though.
Yes, yes.
Let me stop. But it's good talking to you, though. One-on-one, I mean, it's good, even though we got our little listening ears out there. Hey, y'all. Y'all listening, trying to get in. Hey. But, but yeah, it's good talking to you, girl. And I love the music. And I will go to the virus to download it for free. And, of course, I'll put my people in Cali on your shit because they need to be on some good shit, that real shit.
That's what's up.
You know? That's what's up. So it's good talking to you.
It was a pleasure,
you know what I'm
talking
saying?
To you.
And
yeah.
I will stay tuned. I'll stay tuned in. And that's
all
what's
right.
up. All right. So you have a nice night.
You too.
And y'all
man.
Follow me, y'all listeners out there. Miss
Get Wet 223 on Instagram.
Yes. Following Miss Sleepy. Okay. You'll see my comments down there, y'all. All right, you take care, honey.
All right, you too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. No problem,
bye
honey.
Bye.
Important. One love, baby.
All right, baby.
All right.
All right, there you go, 202-246, Talking Sleepy.
Hello? Hello?
202-246?
If your number starts at 202-246, then you're on
hello?
The air. Yes, hello, ma'am.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. What's up? Who am I speaking with?
Sweetie.
Sweetie, hello, sweetie.
Hello, little sleepy.
What's up? I see you calling from D.C.,
Yes, girl.
So what's up? What you want to ask me?
I just wanted to say that I really like your music. And, yeah, just about it. And I'm mad that I missed the little performance that was here with, like, in Richmond this weekend that just passed.
Yeah,
like,
you should be mad.
Right?
You should be mad. You should be so mad at yourself that you missed that
shit.
Yeah,
I saw your videos
epic.
On Instagram. I'm so mad.
Everybody was there. Man, everybody was there. It was fun as shit. Everybody was cool as shit. It wasn't no hate in the building. It was all love. Everybody partied.
Yeah.
That was shit.
I really wanted to be there.
You should have been.
Yeah,
I'm disappointed
time.
With you. I'm disappointed with you.
Maybe another time.
Yeah, so come see me in Baltimore for the Triple X Rated show.
When?
Hosted by Casey on September the
27th. September
27th
in Baltimore. I'll see you after this.
Why
do
you do
How
that?
How do you like Georgia so far?
One more time. Picky, Georgia.
How do you like Georgia,
Georgia
so far?
I like Georgia. It's cool. So
I just wanted to let you know that I really liked your music.
Thank you, madam. I appreciate your support and shit, you know.
You're welcome.
Did you download my mixtape yet?
Yes.
What's the name of it?
What?
What's the name of it? Right. Go download the virus on that piss. Alright. Niggas forgot
what?
That's that Anthropology.
What?
Go download that shit, baby. Get all five of my mixtapes.
I got one of them on my old phone.
Well, you need the new one on your new phone.
Okay, well, you guys have a nice night.
All right. Bye. All right, ladies, that's 646-716-6977. If you are on the line, talk to Sleepy. Tell her how you like your music. Ask her anything, all right? We're about to play this next track, bye. All right, let's go.
I heard, yeah. Mm-hmm. with the best. I'll be shutting the 10 all the way from zero. Lucy B, I'm rapping DMV at DC just to be specific. I'm hearing these niggas, they jacking my foot. They say that how it go, I won't listen.
And the same shit they be hitting. When I didn't hear it first, my brother heard it actually, and he called my phone and he's like, "Yeah, these niggas, they flow just like you or whatever. You gotta listen to it." I heard it and I thought it was cute at first. I was like, "Aw, you know." And then they made this song called "Copy Me." And, like, talking about niggas is copying them and shit. I'm like, no, nigga, y'all copy me. And then, like, in the verse that came out, like, I have a video timestamped in 2011. You know, Migos are, like, 18. You know what I'm saying, number one. It's 2014. Versace came out in 2013 or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have a timestamp. I have proof of everything. If you go look it up. Look on Diesel Body TV, DeezilBodyTV. The video is going to pop up right there. And you can look at it. It's timestamped, September the 6th, 2011. And number one, they took the flow, the pattern of the flow. Because I always rap like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is how I've always rapped. Like, now niggas is biting on their flow and trying to pick up with it and shit. And it's like, I've always done this. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm like, I hear these niggas jacking my flow. And it's, I have proof. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you can't tell me shit. Real life.
Okay, okay.
And then at the end of the verse on that song, I say every label but Versace. So, and I guess they do the little Versace. That's how I feel like they took it. As opposed to it being a coincidence.
Okay. All right. Y'all ladies, press the number one if you would like to speak to Sleep. Are you code 240305? Talk to Sleepy.
Hello?
Crazy man. Look, before we go to another song, is there any ladies on here who wanna ask Sleepy anything? Ask her what color she I got a question for you.
Okay.
Over my Facebook. I'm getting them on Facebook right now. Hold on, y'all. Let me finish looking. Okay. One girl wants to know, I'll tell you her name in a minute once my phone grabs up. She did just ask me this. She wanted to know, what do your tattoos represent?
All right. have a lot of tattoos. But the biggest ones I have, I guess, are on my forearm. And one I drew, it's of a treble clef, and it has like quarter notes and half notes, a bass clef, and it just represents music and the music instruments that I played and the clefs that I can play on. And the other big one is on my left forearm. It has an unk and then like one of those little Chinese seeing eyes. And Egyptian seeing eyes. And like this little funny looking heart. it's for I Love Life. Oh, and I have a tattoo under my eye. That's a dollar sign. It just means that I crab money. And then I have one on my hand. And I, like, use it to wipe my snot off with. Like, I cry money and I wipe my snot off with it. No, I haven't, you know, taken it, like, I don't know what that
is. Okay, okay. Marina Ignacio wants to know again. Girl, you and your questions. Okay. She wants to know. She wants to know, what color are your upper undergarments? She got me tongue twisted. What color are your upper undergarments right now?
Black. I had to look.
You said black.
Black. I got on a black bra and some black boxers.
Okay, okay. And she also wants to know, what do you do to motivate kids or teens?
First of all, first and foremost, I must say, sleep better, kids. I love pretty kids. I do it. Kids, but I
don't know. I would make kids to, like, how to count that. But if I had, I would have been
crazy. One more time. We could barely hear what you said. Oh, my bad. Let me put this up here like this. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I was just saying that I love kids a lot, you know what I'm saying, like, to motivate them. I guess, like, I would make, like, little songs and teach them how to count or spell something, you know what I'm saying, where they can repeat it back. I would do that with my little niece, Jira, or whatever. So I can make little cool songs for kids and help them learn. I like kids. They're my favorite.
Aw. I can see you with kids, too, man, like... They running around.
Yeah, I'm really good with kids.
I can see it now, yeah.
Yeah, I'm really good with kids. I have nieces and nephews that I love dearly. They're my life.
So, man. That is what's up. I have another question for you. Ladies, if you are scared to ask Sleepy questions, go in my inbox on Facebook, KAYCE. She's on. And I will get her to answer all your questions. And press the number one. Come on, y'all. Y'all stop acting like y'all scared to talk to her. Everybody was like, ooh, that's my boo. Tell her that you are her boo, that she's your boo. Now, thank you very much. Oh, I have another question from Shatera Monet. Lona.
Okay.
Come on. Come on, load up for me. Load up. In the meantime, let's go to this next caller right here. You call 240305. Talk to Lil Sleepy.
Hi, I have another question. My name is Stephanie, and the question is, as an independent artist, do you think more independent artists should step up with the whole Michael Brown episode going on right now?
I definitely think that.
Speak up, I can't hear you.
Uh-huh.
I can't hear you.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think everybody should definitely step up, because it's more than just the Michael Brown case. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit happens to everybody every day. And, like, my brother, he's really, you know, taking that shit to heart. Like, he's upset. Like, he's posting, like, everything that he fucking sees. Like, and it's so much shit that it's ridiculous. And I feel like people, not even artists, just people in general need to step up and, you know, like, do something. Like, we have to do something. That's why I said, like, if I made some type of money, I would invest in something to protect people against law enforcement. And I have friends and family that are in law enforcement, you know, but, like, and it's not saying that I'm against law enforcement, but I definitely feel like people abuse the power of authority, and I've been a victim of it. And on numerous occasions, so, you know, I do feel like something needs to be done.
My next question is, if down the line, 10 years down the line, 12 years down the line, and you feel as though you don't want to rap no more, what will be your next career option?
There's no other option. I've been rapping for 20 years. I won't quit.
Say that again?
I've been rapping for 20 years. I'm not going to quit. There's no other option.
I'm not going to say you won't quit. I'm saying if 10 years down the line and you say, well, I want to do something else, right along with rapping, what else career move would you make?
I mean, I'd probably, like, try to get into acting or something. I like to entertain.
District Heat.
Yeah, District Heat, they're fucking cool as shit, yeah. They're some cool
District
people.
District Heat or Between Women, yeah.
Yeah, I'm down here in Atlanta now, so it would be kind of hard to shoot with.
Yeah,
District Heat.
Hook up with Reyes while you're down there. She's hot. She's real hot.
Who?
Dredd, she's on, she's not on Between Women, she's on, she's on Between Women. Her name is Dredd Hoffenter.
Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah. Next question, a little off the subject, because I'm pretty sure there's a lot of females out there that probably want to know, what's your favorite position?
What you mean, sexually?
Yeah.
I like it in my face. I like to have my face rubbed.
Are you a pillow princess?
No, I'm not.
Nah. You said you want kids. Do you want to carry your own?
Yeah.
Oh, that is so sexy. Ooh. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's sexy. That's real sexy for Dawn to be in her little, you know what I'm saying, her briefs and her big clothes that she got on. And she got the little 8-month pregnant nose and the stomach. That's so cute.
Oh, oh
but,
God.
But you're going to have to stop smoking. But you're going to have to stop smoking, so...
Yeah, I mean, I definitely, if I was to get pregnant or whatever, I would definitely stop smoking as soon as I found out. Or as soon as I even took the action, you know, to do that, I wouldn't be smoking. And I love kids, you know, and I would protect their life. I would probably even try to detox or whatever even before I even, you know, was inseminated.
Oh, you're a responsible parent already. What else? Are you single?
Yes, I'm very single.
Oh, okay. So the ladies can know you're single. What else? I need to go. Let's see. Are you a Jordan or a phone posit type chick?
I'm a phone posit.
Hell yeah. You is from D.C. for real.
Yeah, I guess so.
How
with my ID says.
How long you been going to church?
5 years.
Oh, you got less to be 5 years. Hold on.
Yeah.
What else? Did you go to college?
Did I what?
Did you go to college?
Yeah.
What college you went to?
Bowie.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's real good. What else? Are you thinking about relocating from Atlanta anytime soon, like down the line?
I think this is my plan right here. I lived in D.C., so I'm moving here to Atlanta. I'm going to live here for about 2 years. And then I want to move to California. I don't know what part of California. Maybe somewhere where they near that gay Hollywood that they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to move to Miami. I want to die in Miami. Like, I want to go retire old and die there.
Oh, that's cute. That's my plan. I'm sorry. What else? Are you the only child? Do you have other siblings?
I grew up with my brother from my mother, young Diesel, all my life. I have a brother, but I have a couple of half brothers, but I don't really know them. So yeah, I have one brother, Dang. That's my brother. I love him.
Oh, okay. Okay, let's see. Are you good at anything else other than rapping?
I'm really smart, and I'm a little tech geek, so I like do shit with computers and phones and shit like that.
That's good.
You need your computer or your phone service jailbroken any type of way, holler at me.
Can you cook?
I can cook very well.
What's your favorite dish?
What's my favorite thing to eat or my favorite thing to cook?
Either or both.
My favorite thing to eat, don't judge me, I like country fried steak. I don't know what's up with that in me, but I love that shit. Oh, God. And my favorite thing to cook, I like to cook this shit called Grimacan chicken that I used to make for this person that was from Grenada in Jamaica. So I named that shit Grimacan chicken. It was like jerk chicken with like the Grenadian chicken and spices in it. That shit is bomb.
Let's see. When you were, I'm gonna say, a teenager, did you face any obstacles that made you want to change your life, and what were some?
Oh shit! I got in a lot of trouble when I was younger. You know.
Yeah.
I was incarcerated or whatever, and it made me, you know, like certain things that I did, it made me change, you know, the way I look at shit or the way I go about shit. I'm not as naive as I was. I'm what you call a scary ass nigga.
I asked that question because caller before said that you used to be swinging from the poles or something, so that's why I asked that question.
Oh, no, we were talking about on the bus, like how I used to be on the bus on the, you know, the little poles that you hold on to and shit, rapping and shit. I can tell. That was young.
Oh, okay. So you were really a little DC hitter, okay.
I was really young.
So, you are DC Hillary. What else I wanted to ask you? Do you take any of the
experience and everything that you've been through during your teenage years, do you take them now as a lesson learned and learn from your mistakes from then to now?
I feel like everything that I've been through in life, good or bad, is a lesson learned or an experience, you know, like regardless of what it is. I don't feel like anything happens for nothing. Everything happens for a reason, even if it's not happening for the purpose that they're saying is happening. And I've been in jail for things that I haven't even done. So, like, when I sat down for things that I haven't done, I just feel like it's for things that I have done that I haven't gotten caught for. So nothing happens for no reason. Everything happens for a reason.
As a lesbian female, do you have a label? Are you dom, femme, bi, whatever?
I identify as queer. I'm quite peculiar.
So you like some dominant females?
You said, do I like some dominant females?
No, are you more S4S or you just like femme?
I like lesbians. I like women.
You just like women. Okay. That's
yeah.
Cool. That's, I think that's sexy for two doms to kiss or have a relationship.
Yeah.
Boy,
I mean,
y'all can talk swords and stuff.
Nah, it's not quite like that. There's always like a balance in the relationship. Somebody is more dominant in the relationship, period. Just like in a femo-dom relationship, sometimes the feminine person is more dominant than the dom. You know, it happens that way sometimes.
Do you like personal question, do you like penetration?
I'm not gonna answer that question.
What? It's a normal question.
Well, yeah, that's a normal question that I'm not gonna answer on air.
That's a sexy question.
Yeah, you should sexy inbox me about that.
Okay, last question. Are you a touch me not?
No, not at all.
God, that's tight. All right, that's it.
Okay.
That's like 30 questions.
Okay. Pineapples.
This said pineapple.
Pineapples.
I don't like you. I swear I don't. You get on my nerves.
I appreciate you calling.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We got one more song, ladies. Definitely hit that number one if you would like to talk to Sleep B. My back like that. Hit her up. Press that number one. Tell your friends, call in. Let them know Sleep B is on the line. All right? We got one more song, and here we go.
Rick Rose says, you better get the fuck out of here with your bro now.
something like that. Definitely how I flow.
Man, I just felt like, you know, I need to do some covers. I did some covers. I like that shit. I feel like it would show my versatility and, you know, my lyricism, if you listen to it and shit and understand what I'm saying. I feel like it's a nice song. I really like that song. That's one of my favorite songs.
I dig that one, too. Like that. I ain't never heard that one before. Way behind this one at.
That's on that new, that's the first track on The Virus. Go get it on that Piff.
Yeah, I'm about to get that. ASAP. Matter of fact, I'm downloading it now.
Yeah, do that. Bump that thing everywhere.
You know that. So sleep
in. I got slower tracks, too. I got slower tracks, too. You know, some you can play for your girl, some you can play while you're smoking, you know what I'm saying, little shit like that. But I be getting my little single on my little boop, boop, boop on and shit.
That's crazy, man. Man, so, look, Marina, she a little, she is a freak. I like this. Marino Ignacio, again.
Uh-huh.
All right, I'm scared to ask you this question. Okay, he wants you to give us an example of your sex talk seduction.
Oh, shit. I am so corny. Like, I don't have a sex talk seduction. I don't know, like, not for real. I guess I do. I don't know. You guys ask one of my exes to call and tell you something. They've been on this line tonight like a motherfucker. Ask they ask. I don't know. I just have really good sex. I don't know. I would talk you out them draws, I guess. I don't know. I'm not. I don't know what I say. I just say what I gotta say to get you out the fucking drawers. I don't know. I love you. I don't know.
So nasty. Y'all nasty tonight. I like it though. Loving that. Keep them sex questions going, ladies. Let's talk now. Press this number one. Lord, y'all getting interesting, goddammit. Okay, Shatir Monet, I got two things for you. She said, tell Sleepy that she loves The Virus mixtape, and if she could describe, she wants you to describe your perfect girl.
My perfect girl. My perfect girl would have a bachelor's in something science-y. She would be a black American, natural hair. She would be petite. She would be like 5'6". She would be well-spoken. She would have straight teeth. She would have nice eyes. She would have great sex. She would deal with my bipolar ass. And she would deal with all that comes with me. And still remain pretty and educated and full of life. And that's my perfect girl. Very
okay.
Specific.
Okay. So, and she also wanted to know, Marina, you off the chain, girl, okay? But them questions are nice. Keep asking them questions. So Tara Monet said again, what's the best sexual experience you ever had? Nancy.
Best sexual experience I ever had. Whoa. One time, I remember for Chris, I don't know if it was, I think it was Christmas or New Year's or something. And anyway, me and somebody went up on Piss Place and got a pill. That's when piss places had a pill like shit back in the day. And we went up there and got an E-pill. And we popped the E-pill. And we in my cousin Damali's house cooling it. And then, girl, I got some head in the motherfucking handstand. That shit was great. I was like, hold up. And got in a handstand. She gave me some bomb-ass head. And I almost fell out. I did, actually, but she caught me. Stop laughing at me, nigga. That shit was great, though. I definitely super soaked that house. But they popped it on a handstand.
Uh-oh, they in it now, boy. Let's go to some of these callers, man. You got them right now.
Shit.
Yeah, I know. I think it's about to get crazy for you, Levy.
Shit. And it's on the late night. They like, oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, the freaks come on tonight, man. They call me now.
Well, call me, freak. Freaks, call Sleepy. Sleepy want to talk freak talk on the late night.
Uh-oh, y'all better press that one now. If you don't press that one now, lady, I don't know what to tell you. That's the problem. That's the problem. We got two callers, 240-244. Talk to Sleepy.
Hi, Sleepy.
Hey, man. Well, you sound like 1-800-666 tonight.
My question was, how do you sleep at night?
How do I sleep at night? I normally have a pair of boxers and a T-shirt and one leg propped up, one leg stretched out, sleeping like a baby.
And which would you prefer, to wake up with somebody's head between your legs or your face between theirs?
It depends on the person. It definitely depends on the person. It's like, I don't know. Yeah, it definitely depends on the person, to be honest with you. Because, you know, I deal with a lot of different types of people. I deal with different labels of people. So it just depends on who they are.
I'm not even thinking about a specific person. Just what is your preference? Did you like to wake up two head or wake up giving it?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it depends.
Yeah, it depends. I'm a very versatile person. Sometimes I can be really submissive. Sometimes I can be really aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I'm iffy.
Well, that was my only question.
I hope I didn't not answer your question.
Oh no, it's very good.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Your ass was turned on the phone sake for a second. Hold on. Thank you for calling.
That's the weed.
It's the ganja.
There you go, 919. They caught, but it is pushing this one. 919-348. Whoa, talk to Sleepy.
Hey, yo, what's up, Casey? Teddy, Sleepy, this Angela from MC. Yo, shout out, nigga. You got the good lady bread in there. I need to learn a lesson. I'm listening to the show because I'm trying to figure out how to get him in his role, too, you know. Nigga, you got a moment.
What's up, nigga?
What's up with you, man? I hear you over here, yo. Big ups to you, man. It was a pleasure meeting you all. You did your thing, man. I just wanted to show him my support.
Man, the pleasure is all mine, man. If y'all ain't know, this Jay from District Heat, they're crazy ass.
Yeah, I see you on the phone, yo, and I just wanted to show some love, man.
We pulled up on her. I was like, hey, I don't know, but I just know I'd love to smoke a Jay with you.
No bull, Joe. No bull. And that was some fire, yo. That put me right where I needed to be. So much so I had to put that joint out for a second. Like, wait a minute, hold on. Let me go perform. My nigga. That Drake was nice. But, yo, I just wanted to hit you up real quick and say, you know, big ups and keep doing your thing, man. And, you know, I'm listening. I'm trying to figure out how to get them to call and ask me questions like that. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
No bullshit. All right,
I'm
man.
Having.
Much love to you.
All right, man. She'll be right back. She had some technical difficulties. She'll be right back, though, man. I'll buzz you in once you get back. All right. Ready? Okay, here she go.
My nigga. This fucking service and this fucking Georgia, man, you know.
Yeah, man, well, she dipped off, man.
All
right. Let's call in 5469. Talk to sleep there.
What's up? Hello?
Hi, sleepy.
Hey, miss. How are you?
I'm good. My name is Brittany. I'm calling from Alabama.
Hey, Brittany from Alabama.
Yes, sir. I was just ask you, how long have you been growing your dreads?
I've been growing my dreads for 5 years, March 29, 2009.
Ooh, I love a dreadhead. Mm-hmm. And also, my next question was, what kind of swag do you have?
I guess you can say, like, I'm a little girly, a little quirky, a little geeky, like a little Oreo ghetto swag.
Okay. So, what made you start rapping?
My aunt's boyfriend, I guess. He used to have raps, and I used to rap over them.
Okay, do you rap from the heart, or is it something you've been through?
I mean, it depends on the type of song I'm making, or I rap to entertain. I'm an entertainer. You know, it's like certain songs that I make sometimes, like if I'm going through something or it's emotional, I'll make them. But really, what I've built is like a character. You get what I'm saying? Sometimes
yeah.
It's not personal experience. It might be something that one of my friends experienced, or like nothing that I rap about is untrue. It's definitely like me living vicariously through other people's lives that I've hang around or something like that. And it's just like a character that I've made with, you know, all these lives combined up and just sitting about it.
Okay. Have you made any songs about any females that you've been in love with or been with?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Well, those are all my questions. That's all for me.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Those were good questions.
Thank you.
All right. So, Sleepy.
Yeah.
I want to know, girl, okay? Girl. I want to know. This is talking about sex. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I want to know, what are some of your turnoffs? Like, something that you're just walking the room horny as hell. You're walking the room horny as hell. What would just make it go soft? Like, bow, boom, you know what I'm saying?
I don't like when people taste like sweat. I don't like powder in the booty. I don't like fur burgers. Bitch, you need to get that shit waxed. I like that pussy bald. Mr. Clean, as my nigga Chris Brown say. Like, real quick, you're going to have to get that shit bald, baby. I don't like fucked up feet. Like, you gotta have pretty feet. Like, I don't like bitches with pretty feet. I don't like bitches without pretty feet.
I don't like bitches that got fucked up teeth. I don't have the perfect teeth in the world, so, bitch, I'm going to need for you to have some straight fucking chompers. I done messed with some ugly bitches that had straight chompers. Ain't nobody that I ever messed with got fucked up teeth. Like, real life, I have, that's like a pet peeve of mine. Pretty feet, pretty teeth. I don't like fake hair. That shit is a turn off. If your hair is all in my fucking mouth and shit like that, I don't fucking like that shit. Go do something with that, real life. Or put a bonnet on or something. Because I can't stand that shit. I don't like wet hair in my fucking bed. I don't like it. Don't get that shit on my pillow. Don't get that shit in my face. I don't like it. So that's like, that's another reason why, like, I don't like date, like, you know, people that aren't black. And it's not like that I'm not racist. I'm not racist or anything like that. I just have certain things like that I don't like. I think you guys are fucking gorgeous. Like mixed bitches with curly hair. Oh my God. You guys. Thirsty. I love y'all. But it's just like I hate the fucking wet hair thing. Like I really do. I really do. But I really would love to have me one of y'all. So if you got curly hair and you light skin and you like little sleepy 202, I like you, too. I do. I like you, but I just don't want you to have wet hair in my bed. Real life. Okay. That's all. Oh, stink, if I ain't say that. I don't like stinky, but who does? All right. That's it.
So let me ask you a question, right, girl? Since we're talking about sex. Okay. Say, like, one day you and your boat are getting ready to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And thing smells good. It smells like some of the Bath and Body Works shit all over our body. But
mm-hmm.
you're ready to kicking it up and down, around and around, and then you get down to her tiki bottom, and it just smells like a dog pissed in it. How would you react to that?
I'm gonna keep that shit so 100 with y'all. I'm not a mean person, but I'm a blunt person. And if you have the motherfucking nerve to get in Lil Sleepy 202 bed smelling like that, bitch, you got the right to get the fuck smacked and the fuck out. I would smack the shit out you for even trying to have me eat on some shit like that, you fucking bitch. Get the fuck out of my bed. I'm sorry. Yeah, I would definitely be very mean about that.
Oh,
I've never had that experience, though, and I don't think I ever will. I've never experienced a bitch with a stank pussy. Every bitch that I ever fucked with, pussy smell like water, straight like that. I ain't never had no stank pussy bitch, ever.
And she said, get the fuck out, bitch. Girl, that gave me some life just now. Okay, hold on, let me get my thoughts back together.
I don't think I could attract a stinky pussy bitch. Real life, I don't think I could. I don't think that, you know, because the power of attraction is very strong, and I don't think that my senses is going to attract a stank puss bitch. Real life. Ouch. 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 That shit stink and it hurt. Ouch. Ouch and ew. Ouch.
Well, ladies, before the show is over, press that number one so you can talk to Sleepy.
Yeah, press that number one.
Here we go, one more caller. Area code 443-752, talk to Lil Sleepy.
Hello, be more caller.
Yeah, that's me.
What's up, B-more?
I just wanted to ask one question.
What
is your fantasy?
My fantasy?
Yes.
Man, I want to fuck a girl on top of a fucking car in the rain at night. That's my fantasy.
Mm. Ooh, what makes you want to do that?
And I want to, I have another fantasy, too. I want to fuck a girl with my gun while it's loaded.
What?
I know it's crazy, but I want to do it. Like, I want to fuck the shit out of her with that jump while it's loaded with my finger on the trigger.
Ooh.
That would serve you.
Okay. That's all I wanted to ask you.
There you go. That was a little sleepy 202 fantasies.
All right.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. 240-305. Talk to Lil Sleepy.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Question. Have you ever been on a blind date and it went wrong?
I actually have a funny story. When I was younger, I used to call this town called Studio 55, where America's quality crowd meets for 24 hours a day, right? So it was this girl named Jasmine, she said her name was, I think. And she was like, yeah, how she was light-skinned, and she was 5'3", 135. She had curly hair, whoop-de-woo, she looked good. And she sound real cute on the phone, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right, I'm going to come meet you. Me and my old best friend, Nay, we got all fresh, you know what I'm saying? We had the hobo jumpsuits on and shit. We looking good. Feel what I'm saying? I used to have a short haircut. My little shit was crispy. Waves are spinning. We go get some weed and shit, you know what I'm saying? Go all out for the little bitch. Go over there. She told me she live around Buena Vista Terrace. I mean, not Buena Vista Terrace, Elvins Road. So I go in the ghetto. Man, I'm already scared. You know, I'm a suburb joint. I'm in the ghetto. So I'm walking through the joint. I'm like, okay, this shit is really hood. And I get to the back of the neighborhood. I go up the stairs. And the apartment that she said it was abandoned. But I heard these people talking in the next apartment, and I heard her voice. So I knocked on the door. So she comes to the door and she, like, runs away. And then, but I didn't know it was her. You know what I'm saying? Then this other, like, woman comes. Mind you, I'm, like, 16. And, like, this woman comes to the door. She's, like, 22 or something. And she's, like, you know. No, she said she was 27. I remember because the next day she had called me. Like, she was 27. And she was, like, Jasmine just ran in the bathroom. I said, that was her. And then I told them how she said she was. And they invited me in, but I didn't want to come in, you know, because it was kind of hood. And the lady that answered the door, she was like, oh, you kind of cute. And she was like, she was going to call me or whatever. And the next day she called me and asked me, how the fuck can I take care? How the fuck do she think that I can take care of a 27-year-old? I said, bitch, I don't plan to take care of you. And I hung up on her. And that was the end of that. That was the worst experience of a blind date I've ever had.
Have you ever dated a plus-size woman?
Yeah, I have.
Do you like plus-size women?
Depends on the woman.
What else? What else was I about to say? Are you planning on cutting your dreads anytime soon?
I've never cut it by hair. This hair is for my grandmother. She died.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
This is hers.
Last question is for the host of this little whatever shindig this is. Somebody wants to know in this background, do you have a girlfriend?
Do I what?
Do you have a girlfriend?
No, I'm very single, 100%.
This is single. This the single she's on crew. She's on
yeah.
Single.
Yeah.
And
very
someone
single.
Wants to, and somebody wants to know, what's your favorite position?
What's
your favorite position,
Yeah, Ziti, what's your favorite position? Girl, let me tell you, girl, let me flip my bang back. My favorite position, honestly, is ass on top of my face. Nothing that tastes better than a clean water chasing pussy to the back, to the back, to the front. I love that. Straight licking on my face.
jumping, riding, and, you know, this might be some little children on here, so I need y'all to close your ears. I like froggy style, too, and I love that scissors, man, that click-to-click action, that grinding. I think that's number one. I love
never
that click-to-click action.
Never too much.
Yes, honey. Yeah, the girl just got chill. I ain't lying.
Are you a touch me not?
Who, Casey?
Yeah.
Honey, touch me now. No, I'm going to need you to touch me now, honey.
Touch me now.
Yeah, touch me now. Don't touch me now. You touch me now, you won't. You will not be in my bed, okay?
You can touch me here, here, and there.
Yes.
Okay, one more question for the host. What will be one or two key things to get into your heart?
The two key things to get into my heart will definitely be a woman that acts like a lady, that knows that she's beautiful. That's definitely it. And an intellectual woman, a woman that can feed my mind and fuck me sexually. I mean, not fuck me sexually. I'm sorry, I had a little, we were talking about that position. I meant to say a woman that can fuck my mind and give me mental orgasms. Is definitely a woman that I will think about giving her a chance. If you got to fuck me mentally first before you can touch me, because if you touch me and my mind is not fucked, I'm not gonna want to touch you. That's just it is what it is.
Oh, that is so sexy. Oh, okay, yeah. One question for both of you guys. What will be your what will be if you had a choice to have a threesome, would it be with two fams, two doms, or a fem and a dom?
You go ahead, Sleepy.
No. It would be a fem and a dom.
Oh shit. I got the answer. No, I'm just...
Or two. It would be two doms or a family dom. Preferably two doms, though. Because doms are freakier than fams. I ain't even going to swear. Doms are way freakier than fams.
I just want to be the cameraman. I ain't lying. I got to see that. I got to see that. I don't know. I've did both, you know what I'm saying? I've did the threesome with the stud and the femme, and I've done the threesome with the two femmes. You know what I'm saying? To me, honestly, we all have titties and ass and pussy, and I'm just like Cat Williams. I'm not looking at your gender. If you got ass and titty, I'm fucking. That's just what it is. Long as you got on stilettos, okay? That's what it is. But, I'm not really into that label shit. You feel me?
I'm not really into it.
Well, hey, if you sexy, I'm going in. I'm eating like a buffet. You feel me?
Yeah.
Okay. My next question is, do you guys like sloppy hair or neat hair?
Oh,
you go ahead, sleepy Lord Jesus.
Yes. I get that sloppy dabby. Then I sop it up like a biscuit. I get nasty. My motherfucking everything is in my face. Be fucking wet when I come up.
Sloppy, right?
Yeah.
So I guess the answer is sloppy.
I guess so.
Sloppy.
Sloppy.
Yeah or nah?
Kinda.
Huh?
Kinda.
Kinda.
Not neat. It's not neat. Kinda.
Okay. My last question. Are you guys squirters?
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Please ask me that question. I definitely should be so deep host.
Yes.
Yes, we team squirting over here. Team squirting.
Yeah. Same super soaker.
Yes, Splash,
XP 350.
Casey, are you a sweater?
Yes, Flash Waterfalls. Yes.
All right, that's
I
it.
Can't help it, hey, Splash, baby. That's only if
bow,
you can make
bow.
It.
Right.
Yeah, are you guys an ass licker?
Yes, God, I just like said I like it back to the front.
Right. I definitely, I love
I don't know
women.
Everybody don't eat ass.
Yeah.
I do.
Every,
yeah, I eat the hell out of that ass, baby, if it's a pain.
Ian?
Uh-huh.
I definitely do.
Do y'all like y'all ass, Tim?
Nah.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't like it. I don't keep that shit.
I like that shit, girl. Spread them cheeks, girl. Spread them around. As long as you're sticking that tongue inside, you just lick it around the hole. You know, like a little tingling sensation. You just can't go in. Now, there we go, fight.
I can't.
Sleepy lunacy, yes. No ass licking.
Yeah. Oh, that's Luda. Hey, tell Luda. I said, what's up, Nick?
She's on the phone, at the other phone. I got the phone to my ear.
What's up, Nick? Long time no hear from my nigga.
She's in Atlanta.
She in Atlanta?
She lives in Atlanta.
I thought, hey, you know what? I thought I seen her at motherfucking Faze one night, whole time, but I was like, can't be her.
She took that from up here.
Yeah, I was like, can't be her, yeah. But it was the only time that I went, though. But I thought it, I was like, can't be her, because she ain't lived. This was that.
She trying to get us to get a union reunion for her to come back up here.
Shit, I'm trying to get a union reunion too, whole time. Everybody on Facebook, we gotta get everybody together whole time. I see if we can have a whole. I don't want no fucking drama, cause you already know fucking Mama and Princess.
We have to exclude Keisha. Keisha. She's a bully.
But I fuck with Keisha. That's the whole thing, though. Like, don't put me in that. Because Keisha my son, but I fuck with Princess. So it's like, I don't know what the fuck to do.
That's another topic. I'm going to inbox you my number, too. And Luda said she's going to inbox you her number.
All right, but all y'all give me y'all number so we can hook up. And plus, Luda, give me a number anyway since you're down here, nigga. We need to chill.
Yeah,
because
Frank White about to come home, too.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, everybody need to get up and have a fucking reunion, man.
Yes,
somebody need to find Cisco. That bitch gave me my name.
Well, who? Frank White?
No, Cisco. Michelle.
Who the fuck is Cisco?
Light-skinned Cisco that used to live uptown not that far from Princess and Danielle.
Oh, yeah. That's what somebody asked me the other day. They was like, Kiwi, you remember Cisco? I was like, no, I don't know who
that bitch gave me my name all the time. Somebody need to find her.
All y'all little ratchet-ass union hood rats.
Shut up, nigga. You was right with us.
I was older than y'all.
So what? You was right with us. And you was old. That make it even worse. You was older than us and you was right with our fucking asses.
That's because
I was because your ass was turned the fuck up and loved to be around our young asses. That's why, because we was turned the fuck up.
Y'all was my babies. And I'm still overprotective over my babies. Let it be known, Kiwi is overprotective over her union babies.
Yeah. All right, babe.
All right, early code 631-645, talk to Sleepy.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Good.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
I think they hung up, man. Let's go to the next one. 205-469. Talk to Sleepy. They hung up.
Sleepy, this is Brittany again from Alabama, and I see from your picture that you're tatted up and you have piercings. How many tattoos and how many piercings do you have?
I have 3 piercings. I have my eyebrow pierce, my septum pierce, and my labret pierce. And I have numerous tattoos. I tend to doodle on myself.
Okay. I have, like, 24 and probably like 11 piercings. That's why I asked. And it looks real sick. You wear it very well.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm You're sure. welcome.
And she's in hard as shit. Thank you.
All right, lady, y'all got 7 minutes. Press that number one. Ask Sleepy anything. Stop acting all shy. Come on now. You already know you can talk to us about anything. Sleepy, is anything you want to talk about?
What do I want to talk about? I want to talk about real friendship and support. That's what I want to talk about.
What do you want to about that? You know that's a touchy topic for me.
Yeah, it's a very touchy topic for me, too. It's like the topic that be on my brain the most. It's
right.
Like, me personally, I feel like I get more support, you know, from people that I guess aren't in my life now that used to be in my life, or like people that I don't know versus
what?
The people that are currently in my life. Like, yes, if you're going to make it, you know what I'm saying? I'm your number one fan. I'm your biggest fan. I've been your fan since day one. Niggas always say that shit, but I don't ever see them at shows. Like, I remember it was a time when nobody would come to my shows. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd be sitting there fucking crying. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, now it's like I turn down shows and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and now everybody wants to be my friend and want to hop on, and I don't know what's genuine and what's not, you know? So I tend to reach out to people that I don't know more so than the people that I used to know, you know, and are, like, wanting to be friendly with me. Not particularly the people that I just, you know, like don't talk to anymore just because life turned, but, like, people that we fell off, like, we fell off on bad terms, and it's like, I know that these people don't like me. So it's like, I know that you don't like me, so, like, why are you acting friendly now?
Right.
Like, I'm going
you know
through
what,
a lot
though,
of that.
You know what else is, like, for real, man, I've learned being in this business. I'm new to, you know what I'm saying? I've learned that it seems like that, I don't know, almost always that the support does come from people that we don't know, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like anybody that does not support you, that does not fuck you, that does not finance you or feed you, real talk, their opinion about you should not matter. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
yeah
I know it hurts. You know, it hurts us when people that we think are our friends, you know, stab us in the back or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But that's what this life is all about, meeting new people. Like, you know, I feel like God takes people and put them in our life for a reason so we can learn these lessons on how to grow in life. You feel what I'm saying? And I don't care
right.
what nobody say, who fucked you over, nigga? You met a real nigga this weekend, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, you met a lot of real niggas this weekend. You know?
I did.
Whatever somebody did to you in the past, like, erase that shit, move on, let go, let God, man, and keep being as awesome as you are, my nigga. Like, I already told you, we had that conversation before, you know what I'm saying? Just, hey, it happens to all of us, you know? People, it seems like that it's real messed up, like, you know, oh, I'm your brother now, I'm your sister now, but what about 6 months ago when I needed you? You see me come on and come up. Now I'm all of a sudden your best friend, or I'm all of a sudden this, I'm all of a sudden that.
Exactly.
Ignore them people, man. Move on. Still be cautious with them because, you know, you need their little hate and their little support. Haters make us. You know what I'm saying? But
yes,
just
do.
Move on. Let it go, shit. Life's too short to be goddamn worrying about that shit. You feel me?
Yeah. that shit is just like, but I see it, you know what I'm saying? And it really fucking boils me. Like, it really does. It's like, it makes me heated. It's like, because I know that you don't like me, so don't fucking talk to me. It's not even the people that are being, it's not even the people that are jumping on. It could be, like, we, like, the people that I never beefed with, you know what I'm saying, and I was cool with them all my life, and, oh, now they see me now or whatever, and they want to be cool. That's cool with me, because maybe you didn't see me in all that time, but you see me now. And that's cool. I don't have no problem with, you know what I'm saying, picking back up. But when it's people that I know, you know what I'm saying, for a fact, that don't fuck with me. Like, you know what I'm saying, I know that you don't fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? You know that I don't fuck with you. So, like, why? Why are we here making this situation awkward? You know what I'm saying? Like, just don't do it. Don't be fake. Don't try to hop on my dick now because you see me doing something with myself. I just don't like that shit. It really bothers me. Like, that's, it really bothers me. You asked me what I wanted to talk about.
Hey, talk about whatever, man. Look, I'm an open book, man, of communication and conversation. You know what I'm saying? And you can throw anything on radio, baby. This is the radio for the grown and sexy, right? You can throw anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I've been through a lot of this shit. Niggas have stole my legs. Niggas want to whip my ass for love, in love with the pussy. A nigga wants to whip my ass for love with the pussy because I won't sell it to him for $500. I'm going to sell you my song for $500, nigga? What the fuck is wrong with you? That's my song.
Right.
Why you fuck wrong with you?
You the LS, this hot.
This nigga told me, he said, yeah, whatever I see you, sweetie, I'm a motherfucker. Steal you in your mouth. That's exactly what he said to me. I said, all right, nigga, well, I ain't hiding no goddamn way. I post everywhere I go with the location. So I'm not hard to find. That's how this music should be. Niggas beef over this shit, like real life. Like, it'd be, like, I'm in too deep with this shit.
Oh, man. We got one more caller. Then we're going to have to wrap this up. One more caller. Mm-hmm. Before old guy 305 talked a little sleepy.
Hello?
304-305? All right. Sleepy, I want to thank you for tuning in and turning out with Show Radio, baby. It's definitely awesome to have you here.
Yeah. It was nice being on your radio show, man. Shit was awesome. Shit was tight. I'm a little high. I'm going to retire for the night. Anything else y'all want to ask me, hit me in my inbox. I'll answer that shit.
And if everybody that does not know where your inbox is, bruh, tell them how they can get in contact with you, how they can book you and all that good stuff.
You can book me at Stilettos and Sneakers. What's the rest of your damn email, nigga? What's your email? Stilettos and Sneakers, what? Sneakers and Stilettos, ENT, LLC, @gmail.com. And you can contact me personally. My name is Lil Sleepy Space Jackson on Facebook, and I'm TheReal_LilSleepy202 on Instagram. And I'm Lil Sleepy 202 on everything else. And I got everything else, so, like, Ulu and Snapchat and Glide and all that shit. So if you want to chit-chat with me on Glide and shit, Lil Sleepy 202, I'm there. Back with me.
All right, Sleepy. Like, again, I want to thank you so much for
tuning in. She's on radio. Definitely got to get a part two going. Next time you get a new mixtape going. And I just want you to have a good night, man.
All right, man. Thanks for having me.
No doubt, no doubt.
All right.
She brought 2015 is already in the works. What? Can't tell y'all too much right now, but all I'm going to say is make your plans to come to Richmond, Virginia. 2015, right. August, the first weekend in August, it will go down. Can't tell y'all everything, but just know some of the entertainers that were there this year that you did not get to see will be there this year, next year. All right, love y'all so much. Check out www.cheezone.com. You can follow me, KC, on Facebook at KAYCEE space She's On. Instagram and Twitter, KC Team She's On. All right? Love y'all so much. Y'all have a nice night. And let's end this thing with a little bit of this. Let's leave it right quick. Eh?
Since 96, I ain't even had the right for y'all niggas. Real life.